Lee Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go On the Range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by the Gateway Section of the PGA.
Hey, and good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie with me. Pearlie, what's going on this morning?
Nothing much. Just snucking a few holes before the show, and I'm ready to roll.
Man, the early bird. I don't even want to ask you how we played. Well, we formatted the show just like Around the Golf. The first segment is called the On the Range segment, and the On the Range segment is brought to you by the Gateway PGA. Help me to congratulate the 300-plus men and women in our section helping to make your golf experience better. Oh, man, the PGA of America, they're great. Pearl, real quick social media update. You got 6 seconds.
Facebook, we got canceled. Twitter, we're tweeting along, doing just fine. And Instagram, the photos, the images are just looking sharper than ever.
Okay, we'll talk. Next week, we'll get an update on why we got canceled on Facebook, but we don't really care too much about that. We do want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing, 314-805-2132. They do great work on the inside of your home, the outside of your home. Terrific people. Give them a call. They will help you out. All right, John. A little unusual. We're not going to have an interview this week. We are going to talk. I got into the Shaw Charity Classic last week in Calgary, Alberta. It's a PGA Champions Tour. Yep. And, man, I got to tell you, Pearl, it was the good, the very good, and the extremely ugly. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. First off, Canada is not the borders are quasi-opened, but I found it to be unbelievable. So I could not get a flight from St. Louis to Calgary. Typically, I go St. Louis, Denver, Denver to Calgary, and it's a breeze. This time I had to go St. Louis to Chicago, Chicago to Toronto, all on American Airlines. And then once I got to Toronto, clear customs and head over to a different terminal in the Pearson Airport in Toronto and catch an Air Canada flight to go from Toronto to Calgary. So
what about, talk a second about, unless you're going to, about what you had to do to even get to that stage with the whole testing.
Yeah, so there had to be a COVID, you had to have a negative COVID test 72 hours before you board the plane. But it couldn't just be a rapid test. It had to be something called a PCR test or CRP, some certain test. That I initially ran up to Walgreens, got the first one. It's a drive-through. Hell, they gave me the results back in 2 hours. It was negative, no problem. Well, come to find out, that wasn't any good. I had to go to a hospital. Oh, I didn't even. We'll have to remind me to put that on the balance sheet, Pearl, because that test is going to cost me something.
Exactly.
The other COVID tests are free, but so folks, what we're going to do is we're going to break through the four segments of the show are going to be different spots on what I did for the trip. And the first trip, the air travel, it took me 15 hours from the time my flight left. That doesn't include waking up at 3:15 in the morning to catch a 5:40 flight. I did it from the time I got up. So it took me 15 hours from the time I got up to the time I got to my hotel in Calgary. And for the low cost of $2,200 U.S., probably the most expensive non-first class flight I've ever taken, ever. So
that's unbelievable. That's too big of a number. By the way, I'm flying up to see you next week. And I think I'm paying $39 each way from Florida. So that's
can you, a heck of can a you cut that? Can you cut that meat? That part? Cool. Okay, good. We're going to leave that out. And then to top it off, we get to Calgary. I meet my buddy, our buddy, Bruce Rafuse. He is the general manager of Canada for Plattis Foods. He's been in the food business his entire life. A great guy. I've known him for 30 years. meet him in Toronto where he lives, and we flew to, across together, get into Calgary, and guess what doesn't show up? No golf clubs.
Wow.
No
wow.
golf clubs. So I've got a pro-am the next day, but I'm not off till 2:10, and my clubs show up somewhere in the middle of the night. There is a knock on my door and at the Westin in downtown Calgary, and I am you could have told me I was in, you know, Hungary or somewhere. I don't know where I could have been. I was so out of it. But I did have a Canadian $5 dollar bill sitting on the thing, so I popped this guy the thing, took my clubs, and went back to bed. But it was glad, and I was glad to see them. My clubs, you know, Pearl, if you think about this, my clubs have done way better traveling than I have over the years. There's no telling some of the cool places they've been to.
Yeah, they have done, but seriously, how many times just ballpark in your career have the clubs been, whatever you want to call it, not lost per se, but just end up in the wrong flight, be delayed? It probably hasn't happened that many times, has it?
No. Well, I mean, think of the number of flights that I've taken. I've probably taken roughly, if you say that I'm playing, I played an average of probably 25 events a year for 25 years. Or for, say, for 20 years, maybe it wasn't quite 25. So that's 400, that's 500 events. That's 1,000 flights at least. I'd say probably 15% of the time they didn't show up. Only one
15%?
Time. 15%? 15, yeah.
Wow.
I'd say only one time. You know, when I, and as I got older, I was like, good, lose them. I don't care. I'll go get some new ones. We're going to try something else anyway. But, only one time did they get lost entirely, where they never showed up, and yeah, that was interesting. But so that's kind of step one of the tournament. Step two is we have two pro-ams. We got a pro-am on Wednesday and a pro-am on Thursday. My tee time is 2:10 in the afternoon on Wednesday and Thursday. I got two. All the guys were laughing at me. They're like, you're supposed to get an early time and a late time. I'm like, I was a late addition to the field. I got whatever was left over.
That was probably my biggest concern for you, is playing two pro-ams, especially at the end of the day like that. That's just, and then the three rounds for the tournament, how much you've been playing. That is a lot of golf, man. That is, compared to what you've been doing, that's a tremendous amount of golf. I was concerned about that.
I tell you what, though, I was excited about it. I wanted a couple of rounds before I played. So, Pearl, sheer panic set in at 2:09 on Wednesday when I'm on the tee and they announce my name. I hadn't heard that in 5 years, and I just panic ripped through my body. In a pro-am. I'm like, what? And so I stood up there, and this the 10th hole is kind of a short little dogleg left. I hit a straight left into the hospitality, right where all the people are sitting, eating hot dogs and drinking beer. Hit right into them. And they're like, where? I'm like, did anybody see the ball? They're like, yeah, hit this table over here and shot over there. I'm like, ah, we'll just drop one over here and play it out. But it was just an experience to get back under the gun like that again.
I bet. So how long has it been since your last tournament or since you played?
Over 5 years.
Semi-regularly.
Over five
wow.
years. I wound up getting off the golf course on Wednesday night about 8:35.
Jeez.
So that was just a six hour and 15-minute round of golf, and I was pooped, exhausted. My caddy was tired. It was just about dark. And we went back to the hotel and got food at about 10. Got our dinner at about 10. Now, we're staying at a bubble at the Westin, which was the funkiest bubble ever, because there's a restaurant called The Keg in there that was open to the public. But we could go in there and order, but we couldn't eat in there. And then there was also a Starbucks in the bottom of the hotel that was open to the public, that had an entrance to the public from the outside of the street to walk into the Starbucks. And then on the other side, there was a door that went into the hotel. And guys were going in and out.
So you're talking about a COVID bubble. That's what they're always talking about with the basketball players, football players, the golfers. You guys have to live in a bubble.
This was not a bubble. We were not allowed to go out to eat. We had to go to the golf course and back to our hotel and had to stay in the hotel. That's it. That was the only option. So, but it was odd because there were people from the public were just walking around, and there were other people in the hotel, and Yeah. So that's Wednesday night. Then so that goes off kind of without a hitch. We get to play on Thursday. And again, it's 2:10. I'm playing at 2:10. My first tee time on Friday is 11:30. So it's really no big deal that I'm playing that late. I got to get plenty of sleep, plenty of rest. It'd been a bummer if I'm off at 2:10, get finished at 8:30, and had to turn around and play at 7:30 in the morning. That'd have been tough.
Yep. Yep.
Wasn't the case. Wasn't the case. So we go out on Thursday, get a great – I played with a guy named Gordon Norrie, who's the president of the Calgary Flames. Very cool guy, yeah. And some other really great guys. And I got to tell you, Canada is just golf crazy. They are just golf crazy. It is awesome. I'm going to run the tip of the cap right now, Pearl, and the tip of the cap goes out – it's brought to you by the Dean team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. Colin is a great guy and helping me right now with a little accident my daughter had with her vehicle that we bought from him. But the Canadian golf fans are the tip of the cap. They are so respectful. They're golf crazy. They get the shortest season of all time. And, man, did they – The volunteers were just amazing. It's always been like that when I've gone to Canada. They are just terrific. So the tip of the cap, I'm tipping my cap to the Canadian golf fans this week, and it's brought to you by the Dean team of Kirkwood. Colin and Brandy, thank you so much. 314-966-0303. Don't go anywhere. On the front nine, we're going to talk about food poisoning. We're going to talk about the first round of the tournament, and a bunch more on Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Paul Azinger, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
I want to thank the Gateway section of the PGA of America for supporting the Golf with Jay Delsing show. There are over 300 men and women, PGA professionals, and over 100 golf facilities in the greater St. Louis area supporting us. They're experts in the game. They know the business of the golf. And at this point in time, this pandemic, the golf courses are jammed. These folks are working 10, 12-hour days and just doing great stuff, and really appreciate them. Every time you pull up to a public course or a private course, a driving range, there's a really good chance that facility is run by a member of our section. Some of the examples of the programs that are run by these PGA professionals and the Gateway PGA section include PGA Reach, Drive, Chip and Putt, PGA Hope, and the PGA Junior League. To learn more about the Gateway PGA, go to gatewaypga.org. To find a local PGA professional coach for your next session, go to pga.com. The PGA, growing this game we love.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company needs to recognize their entire local branch sales team as the best in the industry. In fact, any industry, all industries. Located in nearly 50 cities and towns across the United States, Marcone Appliance Parts branches set the standard for customer service and inventory. Our sales team have the expertise and knowledge to make your major appliance repair a snap. We stock thousands of parts locally or ship from our nationwide network of distribution centers to keep major appliances working properly using only genuine manufacturer's parts. It is our privilege to be the professionals behind the professionals that keep America's in-home major appliances running properly all year long. Well played, Marcone Branch team. Your tireless dedication and winning attitude is apparent. We salute you today for all you do. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric parts.
I am delighted to welcome Marie Davila to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. I'm sure you know where it is, but in case you don't, Marie Davila is a landmark out in West St. Louis County. It's located on the corner of Clayton and Wideman Roads. It's also on 21 beautiful rolling acres right on the way out to Queenie Park. It's a country club-like atmosphere. It's iconic, and it's absolutely gorgeous. When my dad died and my mom decided she didn't want to live alone, Marie Davila was the first place we called. When we pulled up, we were greeted at the front door by the owner, and he took us around on a tour of the facility. We learned that there are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas that you can live in, and there's also 24-hour care in the East, West, and the Waterford buildings. So Marie Davila had everything that my mom wanted. One of the things that stood out in my mind as well was the way the family-owned business treats their guests. That's right. They refer to them as guests, but they treat them like family. So if you're in the process of trying to make a tough decision for this next part of life, you got to visit Marie Davila. This is local. This is family. And this is St. Louis. This is Marie Davila. Come be our guest.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience helping people play through every stage of the game. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101 to see how they can help you stay in the game. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hi, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. That's right. SSM Health Physical Therapy has TPI, Titleist Performance Institute, trained physical therapists that can perform the TPI screen on you, as well as use the K-Vest 3D motion capture system. It is awesome. Proper posture and alignment can help you keep it right down the middle. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call them at 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at SSMPhysicalTherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Front Nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
All right, we're back with Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearly with me, Brad Barnes. Meet. He's taking good care of us here at the ESPN studios. And we're on the Front Nine. It's brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. Man, this is coming up, Pearly. September 6th through 12th, Norwood Hills Country Club. They're just now transforming the course. They're setting up the bleachers. They're setting up the skyboxes, the cabanas. Pearl, we've sold over 50 skyboxes and cabanas. All the guys up in Calgary are so excited about it. I must have had every single guy in the field ask me about the event, the course. Where should we stay? The Cardinals are in town playing the Dodgers. Just some really cool stuff.
That is just absolutely fantastic. I can hear in your voice, and you can kind of sense the energy just growing and growing. I didn't realize sales were that good. That's great.
The other thing that's really cool, Pearl, is that I fly in last night after a crazy-ass trip home, like 18 hours to get home, and the Ascension Charity Classic has got signage all over baggage claim at the airport, all over some different media panels. Ascension, I mean, these guys just don't miss a beat on anything.
That's awesome. Jay, what's the crowd going to look like? Is there a sense of how many tickets they're going to try to sell? Have they sold? What are we?
Well, last week, for example, in Calgary, they only allowed 2,000 people a day. And Pearl, 2,000 people on a golf course that spans over 250 acres, it's nothing. You know, it's like a smattering of people here and there. I'm not exactly sure. I've heard some numbers of 10,000 or so. 10 to 20,000 on the weekend. It's going to be an event like most of the guys aren't used to. It's going to be as much like a regular tour event on the Champions Tour schedule as they have, for sure.
That's great. That's just fantastic.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back into this. So we talked a little bit about the bubble. It'd go back and forth from the golf course. Couldn't go out to eat anywhere. We play our Thursday round, 2-10 again. All the guys are laughing at me. How'd you get so lucky to be, I was last off both days. And get back to the hotel Thursday night, and we're pooped. I mean, I'm tired. Bruce is 2-3 years older. My caddy, Bruce Rafuse, is a couple years older than I am. And we order just some from the restaurant there. He orders salmon, and I get some sort of salad with, whatever. And throw it down and off to bed. We're tired. We get back to the hotel at 9:30, order it up, get the food at 10. Who wants to eat that late? And plus, we're tired. We're going to get up and meet in the morning at, we are going to meet at the morning around 10 o'clock to go out to the golf course for my 11:30 tee time. I'm paired, by the way, with Jay Williamson, who is a fellow St. Louisan who I played with, you know, three times in the last month here in St. Louis. We travel over 2,000 miles to get paired together, and Omar Uresti. So anyway, we're the last group off at 11:30 on Friday in round one. And my phone doesn't have a calling plan that I can use in Canada. So I can text, I can send emails, but I can't make a phone call with it. And my phone, and the phone keeps ringing. I can't get it. I can't pick it up. And then the phone in my room rings, and it's my caddy, Bruce. He's been up.
That's a bad sign.
He's been up since 1 o'clock. Food poisoning.
Oh boy.
Both ends. Not good. I said, man, he goes, I cannot go. I said, don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. No problem. You just feel better. Let me know if we need to have the tournament send a doc over, whatever. So
have you ever had a caddy get sick before where they couldn't caddy in the tournament?
I had food poisoning one time in Miami.
Oh, really?
I had food poisoning one time. Yep. And I played anyway. Yeah, it was.
How about any other times the caddy couldn't show?
I've had caddies not show, but never for food poisoning. I think it was more like alcohol poisoning or something. Bud Light. I think it was a Bud Light flu, I think, or something. I'm not sure what it was.
There was the one event, I think it was New Zealand, where I couldn't make I couldn't make it either, remember?
That was a practice round, though. That was the first two practice rounds because you contracted like the plague on the airplane going over.
Yeah, I did.
I was so glad to move those hotel rooms. Remember how, man, you were down and out.
So I'm sorry. So keep going with Bruce here.
No, so anyway, he can't go. So now I'm thinking, oh, hell, wait a second. The caddies have to be tested and everything, too. This is not going to be that easy. So I start texting and emailing our PGA Tour liaison and say, hey, man, my caddy's got food poisoning. We need help. I need help. I need a caddy. He's like, hey, he's got to be tested, blah, blah, blah. What? The good news is I'm started working on this at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so we wound up getting a young man, Spencer. He couldn't have been – just a great kid, 18-year-old kid, worked in the bag room, reminded me a little of myself when I was a kid. And just great. He carried the bag. We had a fun day. I played with Jay Williamson and Omar Uresti. I shot even par. I think Jay Williamson shot two over, and Omar shot even par. So I got Omar. Well, let's just cut. I got to play with Omar all 3 days, which is like a punch to the face or lower. He's a really nice human. He's just so annoying to play golf with. He's super slow, and he's just got the craziest mannerisms, and he talks to the ball incessantly. Then he started talking to my ball, and I said, Omar, my ball doesn't listen. No sense in talking to it. Don't talk to it.
Get your mouth off my ball.
Get your lips off my ball. Yeah. I just said, Omar, don't worry about telling my ball to sit or go left. If you tell it to go left, it'll go right.
What's this him talking to his golf ball, Jason? Is that
he'll go, get up, and then it'll carry the bunker, and he'll go, get down. Within the...
Does it work?
No, it doesn't work. It just is annoying to everybody around him. He'll hit a putt, and he'll go in, and then it goes like 6 inches by, and he's like, stop. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got to be exhausted. There's so much to think about. Talking, your lips are moving constantly. So we finished Friday night. I get back to the hotel room. I text my buddy Bruce. How are you doing? Feeling better. Just laid low. Got a bunch of Pepto and a bunch of over the counter drugs and feeling better. I think what did he eat that night? He had something really really bland and then just went to bed. Got a good night's sleep. And off we go for the second round, right? We're going to Saturday's round. One of the craziest rounds I've ever had in my life. No doubt. Okay. So,
and you've had some crazy ones.
I've had some crazy ones.
I've had some crazy ones.
I had one where I drove. I was actually doing an outing for Bruce's company, and we were in Halifax, and I had to get myself to Flint, Michigan for the first tee time on Thursday because I was first alternate, and someone had pulled out in the first group. I flew from Halifax to Toronto, drove from Toronto to Windsor, crossed in Detroit, got down there about 5:30. My tee time was 7:45. Laid down for an hour. Step up to the first hole, hit two balls out of bounds. Shot. I made an 8 on that par 5. Remember the first hole at Flint Pearl, that par 5, the little dogleg right? I hit two snap hooks off that tee. Wound up shooting 70 that day and finished about 15th for the tournament with a triple bogey on my first hole. Because Bruce reminded me of that because that's how crazy this was. So Saturday morning, I tee off at 10:19. And so I'm looking at Bruce. I'm like, look, if you don't feel like going, take another day off. He's like, no, I came all this way. I want to go. I'm like, okay, let's just get a little food in you. Let's get some water, whatever. So off we go. And I start off on the back nine pearl. I birdie 3 of the first 5, and I could have easily birdied the first 6 holes I played. It was just happening. Then I ran into a couple of bogeys here and there. And anyway, long story short, I'm even par after 11 holes. We're walking over to the third hole, which is our 12th hole, okay, and of the day. And because we have Omar in the group, we're slower than hell, so there's always a hole open in front of us. And so we basically can walk to the tee and hit right away. So Bruce sets the bag down on the back right part of the tee, and back left part of the tee, walks over to the back right, and I just happened to look up as I was grabbing my driver out of the bag and getting ready to put my glove on. He's just about to take a sip of water, and I notice the eyes go all white, roll in the back of his head, and the next thing I see is his tennis shoes up about chest high. He's gone. He's fallen over backwards, his feet over top of his head, flips over and on the ground. I drop my driver and my glove on the tee. I jump over the table, and he's making this horrible sound, this groany sound, and I'm thinking, Bruce, what the heck? So I grab my towel. I yell to the crowd, somebody's got to call 911. Call the paramedics. Someone's got to do this. And I'm like, Bruce, can you hear me? And I'm just kind of tapping his face. He's laying face down on a downslope of a hill. He's out making some groaning noises, and I am freaked out. I'm not at the time. I'm just reacting to what's going on and trying to help him, but I'm just, you know, I don't know much. I don't know, do I need to do CPR? What's happening? He's still breathing. I can see that he's still breathing. His face is bright red, and he's got this groan going. And I said, is anybody a doctor, you know, in the crowd? Does anybody know any sort of medical, anything at all? So now I get my towel, I soak it with 3 bottles of really, really cold water, put it under his head, I lift his head up, and I'm holding it in my right hand. I've got my left hand under his left arm and just kind of cradling him so he doesn't slide down the hill anymore, because we're in grass. His face was face planted in the grass, and some guy says, I am a not an EMS guy, but I know some. I'm like, what do we do? And it turns out he didn't know anything. He was like, I'm like, give me some more water. Guys, who's calling 911? I'm talking to all these people. They're like, we got it. They're on their way. But he's out. Bruce is out. So I'm just tapping him lightly on the cheek. I'm putting all this cold water on his head. I got it on the back of his neck. I'm pouring it on his shirt, just trying to cool him down. He seems hot to me. He's still breathing, but I think he's had a heart attack. He's out, unconscious, and he is groaning. He is groaning. At one point in time, I look up on the tee, and I see Omar taking a practice swing. And I'm just like, where am I? What kind of wild-ass movie is this, you know?
Was he talking to his ball at the same time?
No, he hadn't hit it. It was still in his pocket, so he didn't have anything to say to it. But anyway, so, Pearl, I get probably my 5th bottle of water that I put on him. Bruce starts to – I can see his eyes start flickering. Almost like a damn movie. And so now I'm in the grass, I'm holding him, and I'm like, Bruce, are you here? Wait, you know, what's going on? And he's like, he's groaning, oh, you know, and just kind of making these weird sounds, and I'm thinking, man, I just don't want him to die. That's the only thing I can think of.
Right.
The only thing I can think of. And I'm like, where are these paramedics? You know, and he said, he starts waking up, and he's like, I go, Bruce, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm talking to him. I got you here. We're taking care of you. You fell. Do you remember anything? He's like, no, I don't remember anything. I go, you're not getting up. He kept trying to get up. I go, you're not getting up. Stay down. Stay down. You're fine. We're going to take care of you. Does this water feel good on your neck and on the back of your head? And he's like, yeah. So I kept putting more water on him, and so he kept getting more and more conscious, and I said, do you feel like you can roll over? And he's like, yeah, I want to roll over. And so roll him over. So now I'm holding his head like on my knee, you know, and I'm sitting on the ground. And he's now all of a sudden he's gaining a lot of consciousness. I'm like, bud, are you all right? He's like, what happened? I go, do you know where you are? He goes, yeah, I'm caddying for you in Calgary. I'm like, all right, well, bud, you took a glass of water and you passed out. You've been out for the last 5 minutes. He's like, what? I go, how are you feeling? He goes, I feel fine. And I'm like, he looked like hell. I go, stay down. And then I grabbed the cooler with my other hand, and one of the volunteers came over, and I put the cooler up, and I said, come on, sit up. Don't stand up. Sit up. And this guy, and I braced the cooler so he could lean up against the cooler. So now we got him sitting up. You know, and he's got grass and dirt and stuff on his face from, you know, I'm cleaning him up and I'm talking to him the whole time. And the whole time, I mean, there's a golf tournament going on.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And it's like the most surreal, one of the most surreal moments of my life. And I'm like, what's happening? And he's like, I feel fine. I'm like, bud, you've been out. You have been unconscious for at least 5 minutes.
What
it seemed like 2 hours.
Doing?
I was playing with Wes Short. Omar's still taking practice swings, and Jeff and his caddy Mike were right there. But you know, Pearl, in everyone's defense, nobody knew what to do.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's not like you know, and we could do something and make it worse. So I'm like, everybody. So the paramedics finally arrived. We'll wrap up this front nine with this. But the paramedics finally arrived, and these two women took over and started taking his vital signs and started giving him. I think they even drew blood there or something, and his got him up and about. And we'll continue this on the back nine. This is a crazy Golf with Jay Delsing show, but join us for the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Peter Jacobson, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
If you have a car and you're struggling to get some protection for that car, let me recommend Vehicle Assurance. 1-866-341-9255 is their number. They have been in business for over 10 years and have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons why they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection. So whatever that car looks like, they can help you. You can find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them again at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the Lou. The Ascension Charity Classic.
Sitting down with Adam Betts this morning. Adam at Family Golf Centers. Man, how you doing?
Everything's going great, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And your place, you are transforming the way that people can play and practice and learn golf in the Midwest, man. Tell us what's new and what's exciting over there. And I've been to your place. I love what you're doing.
Well, as always, Jay, thanks for your support. As you know, we're revamping what practice looks like in St. Louis. We've created an encouraging and friendly environment that gives everybody opportunity to, learn the game, practice their skills, and do so at a quality facility. Newest addition, we've got our grass tees being sodded. We got new grass tees that are, you know, adjacent to our double-decker, a huge short game area, 15,000 square foot short game green that we're going to be able to use. We're really excited to unveil this for the golfing community and hope to see everybody out here using it and practicing on the new facilities.
Oh my gosh, Adam, the fact that you give the folks the option between hitting off a mat or hitting off a tee, you know, inclement weather, the mats are great, but nothing beats grass. And then how about some of the stuff that you can do inside with your TrackMan and your all the other things that you're offering?
Yeah, sure. I mean, along with that 9-hole par 3 golf course and the new grass tees and the mats that are heated and cooled, we do have some awesome indoor offerings. The TrackMan simulators are indoors. You can play golf with your friends. You can grab a pizza and play Pebble Beach indoors. You can do, you know, individual practice and work on your driving or your wedges. The TrackMan simulators are just the top-notch technology in golf today, and we're really excited to have it. Not only, you know, this time of year, but especially in the winter. You know, it's going to start getting colder here soon, and we look forward to watching everybody practice and use the simulators. We're going to be coming out with our dates for our fall league, so we encourage you to get with your friends to come out and become part of our fall leagues. That'll be all indoors. And then obviously, as you remember being here before, the scoring lab is our indoor practice room. It's got that indoor synthetic green that you can hit chip shots to. You can putt, practice your short game indoors as well. So we're excited to have all the offerings any golfer could ever need to practice their skills and get better.
I love the scoring lab. Adam, tell folks how they can reach you.
Yeah, reach us on our website, www.familygolfonline.com. We got all of our information on there. Or you can give us a call. Our golf shop number, 636-861-2500. Or just come on out. Everybody's welcome to come check us out and use the facilities. So we're open to the public.
That's Adam Betts. This has been the Gateway PGA Spotlight. Go check out Family Golf Centers and get your game in shape.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
I want to tell you about Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. My friend Colin Burnt runs the store over there, and he helped me buy a used Volkswagen for my daughter Jo when she turned 16. We've had the car for over a year. It's running great. It's nice and safe, and we've taken it there to get it serviced just recently. Pearly, that does the show with me, just bought a nice Toyota truck from Colin. So I want you to know that if there's any sort of vehicle you need, anything at all, you can get it at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. You can call them at 314-966-0303 or visit them at DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Welcome back. It's Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearly's with me, and we are headed to the Back Nine that is brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. 314-398-0101 is the number for Ed Fogelbach's agency. Call him if you need any type of insurance, any sort of product whatsoever. He's a great guy. His family's there, and they are there to help you. All right, Pearl. So we left off of this saga. My caddy is down. I think he's had a heart attack. It turns out this is related to the food poisoning. He was dehydrated. But anyway, once the paramedics show up, I've got to hit. The other two guys have already hit. I didn't realize it. I don't even know where my clubs are. I don't have a caddy. I pull a guy out of the crowd. He caddies for me. And I'm up on the tee. So I was going to drive around.
Wait a second. They don't give you 10 or 15 minutes to...
No, I said to them, why don't you let the group behind us go through? Give me a few minutes to get it all together here. They're like, no, you got to go. And then later that night, they came, they called me and said, we screwed that up. We should have let the group behind you go through. But
No kidding.
I'm like, God, I mean, this man's life was in danger, I thought. Anyway, so I stand up on the tee, Pearl, and I basically top this 3-wood about 150 yards. Hit 6 inches behind it. Couldn't feel anything. and it goes into a bunker. Long story short, I hit it on the back edge of the green from that bunker and three putt for bogey, and I'm like, I don't care. I am breathing so hard and fast, it's a joke.
So back up for a second. That's what I was going to ask you. Could you tell, you and I talk about this all the time, we kind of want you in this 1 to 5 out of a scale of 1 to 10 zone of kind of being in there relative to excitement, energy, et cetera. Where could you just not even plug into where you were at that time, and you're just trying to manage a way to continue, or where was your head?
My head was all with Bruce, and it had nowhere to be found with golf. And by the time I was swinging, I don't know, I was probably a 15. I was probably a 15. Yeah. My heart was pounding. So, but then as I got to walk it off, I started going, okay, all right, you know, we did everything we could. And I said to my walking score, because, you know, they're all mic'd and wired up, I said, please keep me informed. Let me know what's happening here. Right. He's in the hospital, where he is, what's going on. So I make that bogey, go the next hole's a par 5, and I hit a nice drive. And we're walking off the tee, and a guy comes up and says, your caddy's feeling much better. He wants his wallet out of the bag. And I'm like, because it's credentials and stuff in there. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm like, and they said, he's up talking. They think he's going to be just fine. And I'm like, good, oh my gosh. Good. So that was, you know, 1 minute after hitting the drive on number 4. So I get up and I hit the next about 300 yards right on the front edge of the green and make a birdie on this par 5. And now I'm back kind of feeling more of a little bit of wank. To make a long story short, I somehow birdie 7. I hole out a bunker shot, a greenside bunker shot on 7, which is our 16th hole. And I hit a nice iron shot in on the par 3 ninth, which is our 18th hole, to about 10 or 12 feet and make a nice downhill left to right putt. And I wound up shooting 68. And it was the most incredible round. But, Pearl, what I wasn't prepared for is when I got to the room, I called you. I was – what happened out there hit me.
Yeah,
it's almost like the blood left my head. I'm like, oh my God, what just happened?
Yeah,
what could have happened?
In the heat of the battle, and you're trying to keep on going. You mean, I know the paramedics have told you that Bruce is going to be fine, but it had to be very unnerving. And then you start coming down off of that, whatever you call it, between not having played for all those years and you're out there competing and, just all of a sudden an absolute crash. I remember because we did FaceTime, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? And then he would tell me all that was going on. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I know. It's absolute. I mean, you couldn't make it up. And, I mean, Sunday isn't any easier. Wait till we get to Sunday. But so I think I was somewhere starting the day, Pearl, after the first round. I think I was starting the day at, like, 40th or 42nd after my even par, my 70, and then my 68 moved me up to like maybe 30th or 35th or something like that. So I was starting Sunday's round in about 35th place, right? You know, pretty much the middle of the pack. But I had a lot of. I got to tell you, I was really pleased with the golf I was playing, with maybe a better decision here or there, and maybe a lipped in putt instead of a lipped out putt. I'm right in it.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I'm right in it.
It was great.
12 under was leading the tournament, and I'm at 2 under, but with a little, like I said, a little bit of that in the magic dust, I'm 7 or 8 under, and it's not any big deal. But we go back to the hotel. Bruce is not eating anything now. He doesn't feel very good, and we're just, you know, hanging out, grabbing something to eat, and making it an early night. I mean, it was... Man, I got into bed, and I'm the very first group off, playing with Omar again on Sunday, and I'm off at 9:35, and I can't sleep that night, which is really unusual for me. I've been through a lot of different personal things with a divorce and things like that, and I've always been able to pretty much sleep this. I just couldn't sleep. I was kind of wound up. So, like, right around, I think the last I remember looking at the clock, it was like 12:30. All right, and I go to sleep, and at 2:35, we have a fire alarm in the hotel. The smoke alarm goes off at the West End, and everybody's got to evacuate for 2 hours and 20.
There goes the bubble.
there goes the bubble is exactly right. Not to mention that I had to leave the course right after I played on Saturday to come back to get a COVID test because I have to have a negative COVID test to get back into the United States 72 hours before I get on my last flight or else, and if it's not negative, I have to stay in Canada for 10 days.
Yikes.
So,
yikes.
Crazy. Turns out there was a little fire in some closet down on the lower level, and everybody, and this is beautiful. David Moreland, who you know, is a Canadian, yes. Just a character of all characters, and Omar Uresti. David Moreland gets dressed for what his outfit's going to be on Sunday because he's afraid the hotel might burn down, but the tournament's going to go on, and he wants to look good. And he and Omar were the only two golfers to have their golf clubs with him. Everybody else was like, let them burn. We don't care. They're fine. They're fine. So, you know, Pearl, this is going to wrap up the back nine. Let's come back and we'll wrap this crazy shindig up on the 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Powers Insurance and Risk Management is sponsoring a VIP experience for you to watch the pros play in St. Louis. Enter to win two Club 314 tickets and a VIP parking pass for either the first or second round, Friday and Saturday, of the ACC tournament. All you have to do to enter is go to powersinsurance.com/PGA and sign up to win. Powers Insurance is a family-owned agency here in St. Louis and specializes in personalized coverage for a client who has a lot going on. At Powers, they understand you don't fit into a box, and neither should your coverage. Club 314 tickets include food and beverage and offer an amazing overlook of the 17th green and the 18th tee, where there'll be plenty of action. Winners will be announced on air September 5th. Once again, go to powersinsurance.com/PGA to win free tickets or get more information on jdelsinggolf.com.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company needs to recognize their entire local branch sales team as the best in the industry. In fact, any industry, all industries. Located in nearly 50 cities and towns across the United States, Marcone Appliance Parts branches set the standard for customer service and inventory. Our sales team have the expertise and knowledge to make your major appliance repair a snap. We stock thousands of parts locally or ship from our nationwide network of distribution centers to keep major appliances working properly using only genuine manufacturer's parts. It is our privilege to be the professionals behind the professionals that keep America's in-home major appliances running properly all year long. Well played, Marcone branch team. Your tireless dedication and winning attitude is apparent. We salute you today for all you do. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric parts.
I know you've heard me talk about Whitmore Country Club. I want to thank them for supporting the show again for the third year and tell you things are going great for them. There's 90 holes of golf when you join at the Whitmore Country Club. The membership provides you access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. Cart fees are included. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. 24-hour fitness center is fantastic. There's two large pool complexes and three tennis courts. Stop in the golf shop. You got to see my buddy Bummer. He is an absolute great guy that would love to help you with your game and love to show you around the facility. He and his staff run golf league skins games, members tournaments, couples events. There's live music. There's great dining opportunities out there, outside, inside. Anything you and your family need golf-wise, fun-wise, visit WhitmoreGolf.com or call them at 636-926-9622.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Hey, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Do you want to have a more consistent golf swing? Hell, I know I sure do. SSM Health Physical Therapy's golf program has Titleist Performance Institute certified physical therapists trained to assess your movement patterns, your mobility, and your stability to help make your golf swing more efficient and repeatable. they can help your golf game. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Tell them Jay sent you for special pricing. Your therapy, our passion.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach, put his experience to work for you. Ed Fogelbach proudly serves St. Louis area families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I'm with my buddy Joe Schieser from USA Mortgage.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support of the show.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Congratulations. This is your third year, and we're really proud to be a sponsor all 3 years since the very beginning. It's a great show, and we look forward to it every Sunday morning.
Well, thanks a bunch. Tell us just a little bit about USA Mortgage and what you can do for people.
Well, USA Mortgage is a ESOP. It's an employee-owned company. So over 1,000 families here in St. Louis work for the company. So if you want an opportunity to patronize a local company, please call USA Mortgage 314-628-2015, and I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, go over your options, discuss all the different programs that are available, and give you an opportunity to support a local company.
That's awesome, Joe. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
All right, Pearl, welcome back. Everyone, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing, and the 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Pearl, after this damn tournament, I need two cases of Ultra and an intravenous feeding, but here's where we are. We've got a fire alarm in the middle of the night. They let us back in the hotel at 4:40, and we got a Sunday round to play, and I tee off at 9:30. And, oh, yeah, I don't have a caddy.
So Bruce still can't go.
Bruce cannot go. And I look at him, and I know he's not feeling well, but he wants to go to the course and hang out. And the tour official comes up and says, you know, if you don't get a caddy, you're disqualified. You get DQ'd. And I said, we're going to find a caddy. But he goes, they have to be vaccinated. And I'm like, fine. It turns out all I had to do was ask people. I asked the locker room kids. All of them wanted a caddy. I had 15 caddies. I just didn't know it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I did.
They wanted to be in the show. They wanted to be in between the ropes.
Oh, my gosh. They did. And so I'm the only guy in the field that had four caddies for three rounds of golf. I can tell you that. But Sunday's round was crazy. Yeah, Pearl, what's going on? What are you thinking?
I got a question for you. Trivia question. Has anybody had more than four caddies in a tournament in the history of the PGA Tour?
Oh, my gosh. In a three-round champions event? I can't imagine it.
Okay, well, you got to get that out there.
I'm a warehouse of useless records. Nobody keeps track of stuff like that.
I don't think they're useless. I think they're all about you. I think they're so funny.
I'm sure you do think they're all about me.
Well, they are about you. Who the hell else can pull this off?
Oh, my gosh. Just absolutely crazy. So Sunday's round turns into a nightmare. I start off well. I'm under par. Back to even. I make a bogey, and I'm laying up on a par 5 on 18, and I Cole shank a ball from the dead center of the fairway with a perfect lie into the bushes. Make double bogey and everything snowballed out of control from there. And I wound up finishing, I don't know, like 50th or something, 52nd in the tournament. But this is the good part. Okay. So there were some really good golf being played. I love the Canadian golf fans. They're terrific. Here's the ugly part. This is what the Delsing economic ledger looks like for my 6 days in Canada. Airfare, $2,200. When I got to Calgary Airport, I had screwed something up in my flight and got dinged for another $159. So airfare, $2,359. Hotel room, $1,515 because I paid for Bruce's hotel. Yikes.
That's an expensive one round.
I know. Yikes. Paid the locker room guy $100. which most of my, anyway, food about $400 and a rental car $900. My grand total is going to be $5,274 is what went on my Visa card. Okay. I got my text message back from the PGA Tour after I finished, and I made $4,996. For, should we do the difference? Here goes some real quick math.
For a loss.
I lost $475 that week.
So I got a question for you, and I didn't prep you on this one. Do you get any points for playing in the event in your retirement package?
No. You have to play. You have to play a minimum. You have to play a minimum number, and I don't. I've only played one.
I was gonna bust your chops on that one. I was hoping that you were gonna tell me you get $4,000 or $5,000 or something like that.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd be glad to tell you.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's brutal. But the key is you got a tournament under your belt.
Absolutely.
You're going to be that much more prepared for the Ascension, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. You know the golf course. Plus, Jay, you've got the confidence, seriously, the confidence that you can play five rounds. Because you got two pro-ams in the Ascension, too, don't you?
I think so. I hope so. I hope so.
You weren't sure you were going to be able to walk five rounds.
I told you. I wasn't sure. I have not walked five rounds. So I figured it out. We did the steps. It's 8.5 miles. Calgary's course was 8.5 miles a day. That's what I walked.
Wow.
It was 5 days. And it was hot. The other thing that was so weird about, and this is a non-golf related thing, but Western Canada has been going through, in the BC areas, a lot of fires. And so the last 2 days, you know how crystal clear the blue skies are and how fresh the air is? It was not the case this year because of the fires. It was really a different experience. The last 2 days were really, really hazy. That no sky haze, never saw the sun. Just weird. Just a weird day. But I want to tell you something. Takeaways. Omar Uresti is a great guy. He's terrible to play golf with. It's like a five-shot penalty. Second, Scott Parel, who I played with on Sunday, is unbelievably good. And so is Wes Short. Two guys that no one's really heard much of. These guys can play their ass off. And Wes Short shot 64 on Sunday and finished 12th. And Scott Parel, who I played with, shot 65 on Sunday and finished like 17th. And it was so easy. And I said to both of those guys, and this is the kind of stuff, Pearl, we'd have never said on the regular tour. I said, you guys played great. I could watch you swing all day long. They're shorter in stature guys. They absolutely slam it. They crush it, and they can play. And it's impressive. It's really impressive.
There's so many good players out there, and that's the other reason. And both tours, obviously, but the senior tour has so many good players. It's another reason that Ascension would be so much fun to go out and watch, because it's a deep field. And you're right. Some of those names you don't know. You know, Wes Short's had some physical challenges, I think, through the years. Parel, I'm not sure what his story is, but I don't even think he played regular tour. But there's so much talent out there, and I think no matter who you pay a little bit of attention to, you're going to be impressed.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, whether it's Ernie Els you're watching, or hopefully Mickelson comes, but Furyk's going to be there. Jerry Kelly's going to be there. Bernard Langer is up in the leaderboard every single week. It was a crazy week, one of the craziest weeks I've ever had playing golf. There's no question about it. The fact that I hadn't played in 5 years, this thing soars right to the top of my memory. But like you said, I didn't get the results that I wanted, John, but it was from a golf standpoint, it was really, really fun. I'm glad I did it. And from a friendship standpoint with Bruce, you know, it's one of those things we one day can, you know, maybe laugh at or shrug at more than we are right now and think, you know, thank God it went the way that it went.
Oh, you'll laugh about it. He's a wonderful guy, and you'll get to be around him before too long again, I hope.
Pearl, that's another show. I know we did. You know what? You know how many times I told Meat to turn your microphone off? I think he finally did, because you didn't get to say much this show.
No problem.
But
it was a great story. Great story. Great adventure. Great Canadian adventure.
Up in the Great White North.
Yep.
Well, join us next week for more of Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit them straight, St. Louis.